Could you live on $40 a day? It was a question put to the Prime Minister today as he faces increasing pressure to address concerns about the rate of Newstart. Scott Morrison is adamant there will be no changes, but not everyone in his party agrees, and some MPs are doing their best to keep it in the spotlight. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
Barnaby Joyce says he counts every single dollar.
I think it's fair enough to say that a lot of people, when they go through a marriage breakdown, you've got to divide your salary in half and make sure that you do, you know, the very best you can.
The former Deputy Prime Minister turned backbencher, who earns more than $200,000 a year, says he struggled financially. To get by, he saved money by slaughtering his own animals for food. He eats at home and turns off the heater, all to ensure he can support his former wife and their children, as well as his new partner and their babies.
I am not skint. We are not handing the can around. What I'm trying to show is that obviously in circumstances anybody's life you get a greater sense of empathy. I'm on an incredibly good salary. How someone gets by on $280 a week, God only knows.
Barnaby Joyce has been pushing for an increase to Newstart, and his comments today were another attempt to keep the issue in the spotlight. Speaking on Channel 7, One Nation leader Pauline Hanson, who supports an increase, questioned his comparisons.
The way he has explained it is not a good look. And, $211,000, I don't complain about it.
The Nationals MP says he's been actively lobbying colleagues to try and convince them change is needed. A handful agree, but with little luck convincing more, the opposition has been all too happy to ramp up the pressure. Labor MP Sharon Bird.
Could the Prime Minister live on the new start rate of $40 a day?
The Prime Minister has the call.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I thank the member for her question, and like all of those who are on Newstart or many of the other welfare payments, those payments are certainly modest.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese challenged Scott Morrison for not specifically answering whether he could live on $40 a day.
We're asking one-line questions.
It's a question that continues to haunt coalition MPs, but Scott Morrison isn't fazed by it.
The best form of welfare is a job. That's what those on this side of the House believe, and I believe that's what Australians believe.
Shadow Social Services Minister Linda Burney says the rate of Newstart is what's stopping some people from finding work.
You can't possibly seek work if you cannot get a bus and a clean shirt to be able to go to a job interview.
The Newstart debate has seen some unlikely alliances, from business and welfare groups joining forces to call for a rise, to Labor and One Nation's Pauline Hanson agreeing change is needed.
It shouldn't be a way of life, but people cannot get those jobs. They can't get extra employment that they need.
A number of crossbench senators, Labor and the Greens, last week voted together to set up a parliamentary inquiry into the rate. Welfare groups say an extra $75 a week is necessary. And while the opposition supports an increase, it wants to hear from experts to determine by how much. Scott Morrison says no one can explain where the money would come from.
I will not engage in the unfunded empathy of the Labor Party, Mr. Speaker. I will not go out as the Labor Party did at the last election, pretending they're going to do something about Newstart, but they won't tell Australians how much you're going to increase it by. How much is that going to cost?
The government argues most Newstart recipients receive other Centrelink payments and points to figures showing two-thirds of people move into a job within 12 months. Barnaby Joyce insists that's still not enough, and he's also suggested that if the payment rises, the extra money should be placed on the cashless debit card so it could only be used on essential items.
Stephanie Boris reporting.